Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building what I like to call a vinyl heat sub-sine swing system inside Ableton Live 12. That means we're taking a clean sub-bass, giving it some old-school jungle-style movement with the groove pool, and then adding just enough warmth and dirt to make it feel played, not programmed. If you're new to this, don't worry. The goal here is not to make the bass super complicated. The goal is to make it feel alive, a little bit loose, and still rock solid under your breakbeats. That's the sweet spot for jungle and old-school DNB. First, let's talk about the idea. In this style, the sub should feel like it is riding inside the break. It should breathe with the drums, not fight them. So we're going to use groove carefully, almost like seasoning. Not too much, just enough to give the bass that human sway. Start by loading up a MIDI track and dropping an operator. We're going to keep it simple and clean. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Turn unison off. Keep it mono, with one voice. For the filter, either leave it off or make it very subtle. Then shape the amp envelope so the note starts immediately, decays fairly quickly, and releases cleanly. A good starting point is zero attack, around 150 to 300 milliseconds of decay, low sustain, and a short release. What we want here is a sub that speaks rhythmically, but stays smooth. You do not need a huge sound at this stage. In fact, the cleaner the source, the better the groove will read later. Now write a very simple two-bar bass pattern. Keep it sparse. Think in terms of root notes, a few offbeat notes, maybe one passing note, and leave space. A classic beginner mistake is to add too many notes before the groove is even working. Don't do that. Let the timing do the work. A good starting idea is to place notes around the beat instead of stacking them right on top of every kick. For example, one note on the downbeat, one short note later in the bar, and another answer note before the next phrase. In jungle and DNB, the bass often feels more exciting because of where it lands, not how many notes it has. Now we need a groove source. This is where Ableton's groove pool comes in. You can extract groove from a breakbeat loop, a percussion loop, or even use one of Ableton's built-in swing grooves. For this lesson, a breakbeat groove is the most authentic choice. Drag in an amen-style break, a funky drummer-style loop, or any dusty break with some human movement. Then right-click the clip and choose Extract Groove. That groove now appears in the groove pool. This is one of the most useful tricks in Ableton, because it lets you borrow the feel of a real drum performance and apply it to your bass. That's very much in the spirit of jungle. Real movement, real bounce, real character. Now drag that groove onto your bass MIDI clip. At first, keep the settings subtle. A good starting point is around 15 to 20% timing, a little bit of random, and a small amount of velocity variation. If you want a simple starting recipe, try something like 18% timing, 4% random, and 8% velocity. Keep the bass subdivision around 1/16, if the groove source supports that. Here's the key idea. The groove should make the bass feel like it's leaning, not falling over. If the notes start drifting too far from the grid, the low end gets blurry. So if you hear the bass getting floppy, back off the groove amount before you touch the sound design. That's the teacher move here. Treat groove like seasoning, not the meal. Now listen to the bass with the drums. And when I say with the drums, I really mean with the snare too, not just the kick. In jungle, the snare is often the real anchor for whether the groove feels tight or lazy. The bass can sit a little behind the beat, but it still has to support that snare hit. That's where the pocket lies. If you want more control, duplicate the bass clip and make two versions. One can have light groove, the other can have a stronger groove. Then a slash B them against the drums. This is a great beginner workflow, because it teaches your ears how much movement is actually enough. Usually the best version is the one that feels the most natural, not the one with the most obvious swing. Next, let's make sure the sub stays club safe. After operator, add EQ8, saturator, and utility. With EQ8, only clean up what you need to clean up. If there's unnecessary top end, trim it. If there's any muddy boxiness around the low mids, take a small dip there. Keep it simple. Then use saturator for a little vinyl heat. We're not trying to destroy the sub. We're trying to add harmonics so it translates better on smaller speakers and feels warmer overall. Try a gentle drive, maybe 1 to 5 dB, and turn soft clip on. Keep an eye on the output so you don't fool yourself with extra volume. After that, put utility on the chain and set the width to 0%. That keeps the sub mono, which is super important. Test in mono early. If the bass only sounds good in stereo, the club version is going to disappoint you. The low end needs to stay solid and centered. Now for the fun part, the heat layer. Duplicate the bass track, or make a second MIDI track with the same notes an octave higher. This layer is not your sub. This layer is your texture, your dust, your movement, your vinyl style character. On the second layer, try wave heatable or operator with a more interesting wave shape, maybe a saw or a square blend, or even a filtered restyle patch. Then high pass it somewhere around 100 to 150 Hz so it stays out of the sub's way. Add auto filter, saturator, and maybe drum bus. You can even add erosion if you want some grit, but be careful. A little roughness is good. Too much and the illusion falls apart. This layer should sit quietly under the sub, but it gives the bass a sense of motion and age. It's the part that makes the bass feel like it came from a dusty sampler, a warped record, or an old hardware rig with personality. A really important concept here is that you do not need the same groove amount on everything. In fact, you usually do not want that. Let the kick and snare stay more anchored. Let the bass and hats move more. That contrast is a huge part of classic jungle energy. The drums give you the frame, and the bass gives you the bounce. If you want to push the feel further, start nudging a few notes manually. Keep the strong downbeat notes close to the grid, but shift ghost notes or passing notes a little late. That creates what I'd call subsign swing. It feels like the bass is breathing around the break. Short notes tend to work better than long ones here, because long sub notes can smear into the next hit and blur the pocket. You can also shape movement through velocity. A tiny velocity pattern can do a lot. If every bass note hits at the same strength, the groove can feel flat even if the timing is shifting. So vary a few accents, especially on answer notes or ghost notes. Small details. Big payoff. Another useful tip is to use clip launch quantization and MIDI groove as two separate things. Clip launch quantization controls when the clip starts playing. Groove pull changes how the notes inside the clip feel. Beginners often mix those up, so keep that distinction clear. Once your loop feels good, start thinking about arrangement. A loop is one thing, a track is another. In the intro, you might bring in filtered break texture or a filtered bass shadow. Then in the build, slowly open the filter. On the drop, bring in the full sub groove and the texture layer. Later, change the note lengths, nudge the groove amount a little higher, or drop one bass note out to create tension. Small changes are powerful in the style. You do not need a total transformation. You need just enough variation to keep the phrase breathing. For extra vintage character, you can also use redux slightly on the texture layer for a bit of sampler grit, or use echo on higher accents and FX. But keep echo off the actual sub. Drum bus can be great too. Just remember to use it gently. It's easy to overcook this stuff and turn the low end into mud. Here's the simple version of the workflow. Make a clean sine sub in operator. Write a sparse 2-bar bass line. Extract a groove from a breakbeat. Apply that groove lightly to the bass clip. Keep the sub mono. Add a touch of saturator and EQ. Then build a separate heat layer with filtering and gentle distortion. Finally, check everything against the drum loop, especially the snare. If you want to practice this properly, make three versions of the same bass line. One clean, one with heat, and one with a slightly more active roll. Keep the sub mono in all three. Use only stock Ableton devices. Don't overload the pattern with too many notes. Then compare them with your break and listen for which version feels the most old school, which one hits hardest, and where the groove starts to lose punch. That's the whole idea here. Vinyl heat, subsign swing, jungle pressure, but still controlled. Your bass should feel like it belongs in the break, not on top of it. Keep it tight, keep it dusty, and let the swing breathe. If you want, I can next turn this into a step-by-step Ableton screen walkthrough with exact device, settings, and a ready-to-program MIDI pattern.